Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala eşrefil enbiyayı vel mursalin. Muhammedun Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve aleyhi ve sellem. Teslimen kathiren kathira. Amma ba'du. We were talking, my brothers and sisters, about the fact that what Islam teaches us not only gives us ajr and not only gives us reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah, inshallah, but is good for us here in this world and good in normal worldly ways, good for business, good for relationships, good for influence, good in our ways of living in this world. And yesterday I spoke to you about one of those, which is to give more, right? Customer, we said, not just satisfaction but customer delight. Today I'll talk to you about another one, which is the importance of shukr, of thanking. Now we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His kalam with the ayat of shukr. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All thanks and all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the Alameen. He is the creator, nourisher, sustainer, protector of the all the worlds. Once we know, once we don't know. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim, we know the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ تَعَذَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدًا لَكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا أَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, announce this, tell people that if you are grateful to me for what I give you, for my blessings, I will increase them. And if you are ungrateful, beware, my punishment is severe. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah. Allah did not say, if you are ungrateful, I will punish you. Right? He only warned. But He said, if you are grateful, I will increase. Allah did not say, if you are grateful, my bounty is more. No. Directly, He said, if you are grateful, I will do more. I will increase it. But if you are ungrateful, beware, the punishment is severe. But Allah did not promise to punish. So this is again a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. Just think about this. One of my students, may Allah bless them, I learn more from my students than I teach anything, wallahu alam. So one of these guys, two very interesting stories. One is, this was about maybe 20 something years ago. I was in Jamaat in New York, and in one masjid we did the bayan, so I talked about shukr. So there was this young guy who was, I think, maybe 14, 15 years old. He said to me, he said, Uncle Yavar, I am grateful for my knuckles. You know these knuckles? The joints of the fingers and thing. He said, I am grateful for my knuckles. So I thought this kid is pulling my leg or something, he's trying to be funny or, you know. So anyway, I didn't say anything. So I said, I kept quiet. He said, no, I'm thinking that, you know, I am using my hand. I pick up things, I bend my fingers, I do, and they all work. There is no pain, there is no problem, right? I've got strength in my hand. So I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my knuckles. Now, I understood this, but where it really hit me was, a couple of years after that, I was in the post office in Longmeadow. And a very elderly woman, it was Christmas time, this elderly woman, she came, she drove in, I was inside the post office, I could see her from the window. She parked her car, she took out a walker, and then she had this bag, and her hands were completely, they were open and they were extended backward, literally backwards. So she was holding this walker, she had sort of, you know, hooked between this thumb and this. She was trying to hold the walker and she came inside. And then she was trying to get the whatever she had in the bag outside. So I told her, can I help you? She said, please. So I looked in the bag. There were some very untidily wrapped packages. She said, these are for my children. I'm sending them Christmas gifts. And poor thing, she couldn't wrap it because her hands were like this. That is when it hit me. This woman had obviously severe arthritis. So she was in constant pain. She couldn't bend her, she couldn't hold things, her hands were not working. So at that time I remember this boy told me this thing. I am grateful for my knuckles. Now, another story connected with this is another one of my students. I was in Malaysia, and he, and similarly, I was talking about sugar. And he said to me, he said, Shaykh Abar, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that tomorrow you will wake up only with the things that you thanked me for today, right? Supposing Allah made this rule, and Allah can make the rule. Supposing Allah makes this rule to say that tomorrow morning you will only have the things that you thanked me for today. I'm thinking myself, what? I mean, imagine, this is Allah's mercy. If that happens, if Allah makes this rule, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection and His mercy, if Allah makes this rule, believe me, there is not one single living human being on the earth who will wake up with everything he has on one day. Somebody's eyesight will be missing, somebody's, you know, life itself may be missing, somebody's kalam might be gone, somebody's wife is dead, somebody's husband is dead, somebody's children are dead. Who knows? Because you didn't thank today. So if you, because you didn't thank today, tomorrow they're gone. There is not one single one of us who will wake up whole with all that we have if Allah had made this rule. But Allah does not make this rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Allah gives whether we thank Him, whether we don't thank Him. Allah gives to the one who denies Him. Allah gives to the one who abuses Him. Allah gives to the one. Allah's mercy and Allah's qudrat and Allah's giving is continuous. But the one who thanks Him, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. Increase in that. And you know the way that increase comes, of course, Wallahu A'lam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase in any way. But one of the fastest ways in which that increase comes is when you thank somebody for something, that thing becomes, you become conscious of it. Right? You become conscious of it. Supposing you know somebody invites you to a meal and you say, MashaAllah, this is so beautiful, this food is so tasty. Now, when you are saying food is tasty, you are becoming conscious of the food. When you become conscious of something, the enjoyment increases. There's something you just take for granted. Right? Now, I come from a country which is among the highest and most polluted countries in the world, which is India. The Indian cities, I mean, the Indian forests and countryside, all is very beautiful, but cities are extremely, extremely polluted. So every single day, Allah is witness. When I come out of my house, I stand there, I take a nice deep breath and I say, Ya Rab, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I can breathe and the air is pure. The air is pure. I say, Alhamdulillah. Now, this is the issue of thankfulness, of being thankful. So-called small things. But the problem with small things, when that small thing goes away, then you feel the pain. And this is the tragedy of the human being, that you realize the value of something only when it is gone. While it is there, we don't appreciate it. And the key of لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِدَنَّكُمْ is to appreciate it while you still have it. So, think about, for example, our relationships. Think about our parents. Think about our children. Think about our spouses. Think about our friends. Right? Are we grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? Do we tell them about that? Do you say to somebody, Jazakumullahu khairan, I'm so happy that you are my friend. Do you go to say to your wife? Do you say to your husband? Do you say to your children? Do the children say to the parents? I want to end with another story. Alhamdulillah, they're all real life things which happened to me. I was teaching a course in Chennai, in a city called Chennai in India. And these were all Hindus. They were all completely Tamil Brahmins. The entire lot, there were 30, 40 of them. I talked about thankfulness. I always do this, but no matter, I don't care who there is, what has to be said has to be said. So, alhamdulillah. So, they went away. It was a 2-day course. End of the first day, I talked about thankfulness. And one thing I told them, I said, look, in that culture, the woman of the house, the lady of the house, whether it's the mother or the wife, she wakes up early before everybody else. She has a bath, she does her puja and all that, she does her worship. Then she makes coffee. They make this filter coffee, which is absolutely fantastic. And for the Tamilian Brahmin, for the Tamilian Hindu guy, if he does not get that filter coffee in the morning, his day is not done. You know, it's like, it doesn't count. So I asked them, I said, all of you, you have somebody in the house who does? Yeah, of course we have. I said, how many of you thanked that lady? It's always a woman. It's either the mother or the wife or the sister or somebody. So I said, how many of you thanked that lady for making that coffee for you every day? So there was dead silence. Nobody. Then one sort of elderly guy who was sitting right in front, he started smiling, started laughing. So I said, why are you giggling? What happened? He said, you know, if I thank my wife, she'll die. So I said, let her die. She'll die happy, right? So when you go home, thank her. Never thanked in his whole life. Anyway, next morning, one young guy, he comes straight to me. I usually go, when I start attending, I usually go half an hour early. So I'm sitting there half an hour early. This guy comes to me. He says Mr. Beg, my mother said to thank you. So I said, thank you, but who's your mother? I don't know your mother. I don't know anything. Why is she telling you to thank me? He said, no. Now he looks very sheepish. He told me, you know, I went last night home and I told my mother, Amma, thank you very much for the coffee. My mother said, who told you to say this? So, straight away. He said, my mother said, who told you to do this? So he said, no, I tried to tell her. She said, don't tell me all this. This did not come in your heart. I know you, right? She said, you are my son. I know you. This did not come in your heart. Somebody told you. So you said, who is that person? So his mother knows him. So he said, I told him, our teacher told us. He said, tomorrow, first thing, go thank your teacher from me to say that thank you for teaching my son this thing. Now imagine, this is the power of thank you. So first thing you guys must do, everybody, when you go home now, go thank whoever is there in your life who does something good for you, right? Whoever it is, go thank them and say, Jazakumullahu khairan, thank you very much. Whoever it might be, might not be somebody in your family, might be somebody outside, might not be even a Muslim, no problem. Thanks to everybody, right? So please do that. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this. This is the Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, the one who did not thank the person, Mallam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. He said, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us do this, inshallah. When you go home now, please do that. And if there may be people who are not living here with you, maybe somewhere else, pick up the phone, call them, tell them, send them an email, whatever. Make sure that you thank the people in your life, whoever it is, whatever smallest thing they did, thank them and say, Alhamdulillah, Jazakumullahu khair. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.